Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And Joe Patrick.
The Wade Ford Tailgate Show is on.
Brought to you by Wade Ford, Atlanta's Ford dealer.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Doom, doom, doom. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Wade Ford Tailgate Show. Early on a Sunday morning. I still can't even say bright and early. The sun will be up by the time we're out of here, right?
I was thinking about this, and I don't know.
I think it will. Because of fallback.
It'll be creeping up.
Like a couple weeks ago, before we changed the clocks, we were getting ready, taking my kids to school, and it was just like dark. My daughter was like, "Dad, it's still night. I don't think we're supposed to go to school yet." I was like, "No, it's shockingly, it is not. It is 7:15 in the morning." But yeah, with the time change, sun comes up a little bit earlier. So it should be shining upon us before we're out of here at 7:30 and hand things over to the Falcons Radio Network pregame show. They'll take you up until kickoff at 9:30 in Berlin, Germany, where the Falcons take on the Indianapolis Colts today. And an opportunity to get things righted a little bit. I know it's they're doing it again. I mean, this is something that they've done every year for the last 5 years, a three-game losing streak at least. Don't make it four, because we talked about it off the top. Like, this gets really uncomfortable really fast, and it already is, but it gets really, really hard if you don't win today.
Andy, it's crazy. Like, you know, I've been covering this team since 2022. That was Arthur Smith's second year. That was basically at the bottom of this, like, kind of rebuild that, you know, Terry Fontenot was kind of in charge of making happen. That was, you know, happened obviously at the end of Matt Ryan's career, et cetera, et cetera. And this year, of all years, has been like the deepest hole they've been in this early in the season of all the years. Like, even that 2022 season, they had a chance to make the playoffs. Like, they were in contention. And part of it was because the division was so poor in some of those years. But still, it's like,
they would usually hang around 500.
Yeah, exactly.
Until September.
That was the storyline every single week. And it got really tiresome. Was like,
are you going to get over 500?
Yeah. And they would keep getting there and then losing their next game.
Me and Randy have been doing the show now for 7 years. And in the first 6 years, they were never above 500. At any point during the season. And then we made the mistake of just setting the goal, I think it was last year, of like, okay, get above 500, and they did. What we meant was finish above 500.
Right. Yeah,
finish. And they still haven't made the playoffs since we've been doing the show. I mean, it's been years since that happened, so we're not talking about playoffs today. No. Hopefully we'll get there at some
playoffs.
Point. We're not doing that. Maybe
Chris
someday,
trying to win a game.
Exactly. Maybe someday this year we'll be able to get there, but got to win this game first. Yes, thank you. Jim Moore. By the way, Jim Moore Jr., nice win last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, UConn taking down Duke.
That is a nice win.
Jim Moore Jr. is having a nice little season up there at UConn. I don't know why I'm paying attention to that.
Can I tell a quick Jim Moore Jr.
I know no
story.
One likes Jim Moore Jr.
So I had not a friend, but somebody who was on my high school football team my last year. He was like this he came in only for our senior year, and he was this Italian New Yorker kid super jacked. His name was Tony Manfredi, which was the most.
Of course it was.
Yeah. And he looked it too. He had like the gold chain and all that. But apparently he worked valet at some like nice upscale restaurant. Again, as like a, you know, Italian New York, you know, young kid would do. And Jim Mora Jr. said, and he was telling this story about Jim Mora Jr. pulls up and he's chomping his gum. And he goes, "You know who I am?" And the guy, "I don't know. I'm Jim Mora Jr." and Tony apparently said, "Yeah, so what? I'm Tony Manfredi."
Good response. Good response.
He meant nothing to Tony.
Yeah, it didn't. And he was probably gone from here very quickly.
Yeah.
I've got a Jim Mora Jr. story as well. Everybody remembers the thing that he did when he was the coach here, right? When he was on the radio in Seattle and said he would quit the Falcons job the night before the Super Bowl to be the head coach of the Huskies.
Yeah.
I was producing that show in Seattle
day.
I was what Noel is doing right now on the other side of the glass running the board. I was running the board on that show that day, and I was like, "Well, that sounds like news." So we obviously clipped that little piece of audio, sent it, you know, to the places you send it to, ESPN and all that. And like by the end of the day, it was a huge story. And I was like, "Oh,
way to go, Andy."
So you're welcome, Atlanta. I was the one that identified that and sent it around. But I don't know, maybe he'll end up being the head coach. He is the head coach of the Huskies right now, just the UConn Huskies.
On the come up. Yeah. How about that?
Yeah. Anyway, let's mention a couple of these games. We don't need to get too deep into any of these games otherwise, but I don't know. The Bills are going to beat the hell out of the Dolphins probably. The Ravens-Viking game is interesting just in that the Ravens need to continue to stack wins, probably be able to do that. Ugh, the Jets and Browns are playing today. Bless your heart. Ooh. If you're watching that game. Patriots and Bucks should be a good one.
Good. That is a really good game.
Both those teams are quite
little,
good.
Nice little comparison, too, to see how the Bucks deal with the Patriots after the Falcons just played them.
Interesting, definitely. And also, you know, the Patriots are just a 7-2, and they're 4-0 away from home, so having a really good year. NFC South matchup between the Saints and the Panthers. Panthers win that game, they get to 6-4.
Yeah, how about the Panthers?
That's pretty impressive.
Panthers hitting the upper bound of their potential outcomes this season.
Seriously, though, like, and you know, I don't know, doesn't take any of the sting away from 30-0 because that game was still what it was, but they're not as bad as certainly I thought they were going to be.
To go back to the NFC South stuff and to go back to the Bucks. Are they like a Super Bowl contender in your mind? Because for me, I'd never really kind of put them in that tier. But I think with what they're doing this year and just the consistency that they're showing, I kind of do. Like, it's not that I think they're better necessarily than like the Packers or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think they're going to give them a game. I think they could potentially win any of those games.
I think they could beat any NFC team on a given playoff day.
Yeah.
I also think that because they still have been devastated by injuries all year. Like if they can, you know, if they can get it right and have everybody available when January rolls around, I mean, it's crazy to say, but I mean, Baker's playing like that.
I know.
You know, and they've got guys on defense that are difference makers. Vita Vea can win you a football game, you know.
And
like I do consider them a potential NFC championship team.
How insane is it, by the way, that, you know, we just mentioned the Panthers as well, that, you know, Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold were both there in Carolina just what, a couple years ago, and now both of them are balling out for other teams, and the Panthers have gotten themselves to 6-4 despite it all. So
it's all just disgusting. It's all, as we sit here at 3-5, it's all infuriating. The Rams and the 49ers, always a great matchup in the NFC West. The Rams own them. I mean, the 49ers own them. The one guy that Sean McVay can't beat is Kyle Shanahan, and they square off today. I think that's the national game on Fox at 4:25.
It's a great game.
Lion Commanders are injured, so that's not going to be that good. Steelers-Chargers tonight should be a pretty good one. Steelers with a nice win last week against the Colts, who the Falcons play today, turned them over 6 times, which is incredible. And then Eagles-Packers on Monday night. All right, let's get to an injury report.
All right. Injury reports brought to you by Baron Burton's Fireshire. Bigger, better, bolder, and now spicier. Visit the WSauce.com. And we got some pretty important injuries to go through here, Andy. So out today for the Falcons is Leonard Floyd with the hamstring injury. Matthew Bergeron with the ankle, which he suffered early in that game against New England yesterday. Or last week, I'm sorry. And then Storm Norton is going to be out. Obviously, he's not kind of, he had officially returned from his return to play, but I asked Raheem Morris about this week because I noticed that he was a DNP. We actually brought it up on the show last week, and I said, you know, I'm going to ask Raheem about it because it's odd that he was a DNP as he's returning to play here. Turns out he had a setback. Raheem Morris called it not good news and that we'd learn more soon.
Kind of feels like Storm Norton's not going to play this year.
Kind of feels like that's going to be the case. If he's not able to come back after, you know, by the 21-day window, which I believe is sometime next week, I believe it's maybe Tuesday or Wednesday, he'll be down for the year. And it certainly seems like he's on the case for that. So not good news there. Do have some also really important questionables for the Falcons today. Mike Hughes with a neck at corner. Now, he had a severe neck injury in college. He, I believe, missed some time with the neck last year. That is never a good thing with Hughes in particular to see him on with a neck. It's obviously an important, very important body part also. So,
what would you put it really in terms of power ranking body parts?
It's really, you know, it's like the foundation of
the head.
Head, which really the head's the most important, right?
Yeah.
But the thing that holds up the head and keeps it stable seems like that would be second.
It's a good point. Yeah.
Chris Lindstrom's foot is also a big, important body part for the Falcons this week, at least.
Yeah, and where is he at?
He's questionable. He's going to be a game time decision, so we don't know.
What's your gut say?
My gut says he's going to play.
Yeah, me too.
Because, like, you know, it's kind of like the Jake Matthews thing where he's an offensive lineman. You know, it's like hockey players. Like, yeah, okay, you're going to tough it out. Mm-hmm. And these guys don't get enough credit for toughing out these injuries, by the way. But I think these offensive linemen, they feel a responsibility, especially the very high paid ones. I think that they honestly feel a personal responsibility to make themselves available for the team, even when they're obviously not 100%.
I also think that I don't know that he's thinking this, but I'm thinking this. Like, you know, Bergeron, Matthews is still dealing with lingering what almost caused him to miss a game earlier this year for the first time in 10 years. Mm-hmm. Didn't do it. Still played. You got a center who's having communication problems with the quarterback. You got a right tackle who's your third string guy. Like, if Lindstrom doesn't play, I don't know how they run the football.
Yeah.
Like, it just would be really, it would be really challenging. So I'm sure he's got that in mind as well as far as trying to be out there.
Yeah. On that note, it is interesting that the Falcons elevated, and maybe this is not what you would want to see, but they did elevate Joshua Gray from the practice squad to the active roster for this game, who is a player who can play guard. Now, you probably just need more depth there anyway, because Kyle Hinton is going to be stepping in for Matthew Bergeron on that other side. He would typically be your backup guard, basically, that you would put in. Last week, when they missed both those guys, they had to put Javon Gwynn in at guard, even though he's a center. So
who's the guy they picked up this week as well?
That's Andrew Stuber, so he will be active for this game.
Okay, because
when you pick a player up like from somebody else's practice squad, they go on to your 53-man roster. So he's going to play. And I asked Raheem Morris if that was kind of if Storm Norton's injury was the reason why they wanted to go out and acquire a tackle. He said, absolutely, that is the case. So again, that would tell you more about the severity and the likely length of you know, the spell they're going to be missing from Storm this year. And I don't want to try it. Like, Andrew Stuber was in the Falcons training camp, not this season, but the season before. And I remember not being impressed. Mm-hmm. So would not want to see him.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason he was able to be taken off a practice squad in November.
Yeah.
You know,
he's a seventh-round draft pick from Michigan. Big guy, but
yeah, he's not going to change. Oh, that's why you don't like him. He's a Michigan guy.
Well, but, you know,
the Ohio State fan in you. No, I mean, look, we get it, right? I think we all get it. Like, anyone that's not traded for last week, like Sauce Gardner is now a Colt because he was traded for two first-round draft picks and A.D. Mitchell.
Right.
Like, that's a, you know, that's a player.
Uh-huh.
Falcons didn't give up anything to get this guy. They didn't make it. They acquired him off of another team's practice squad.
Yeah. Yeah.
That, you know.
Yep. But I will say, when you look at the injury report, good news that we don't see any questionable tag on the likes of Jalen Walker.
That is
Zach
good news.
Harrison will
That's
be back.
That's great.
Billy Bowman.
We haven't seen either one of those guys in weeks.
Those guys have been gone for a long time. So we'll be really good to see them. And I'm sure a guy, especially like Billy Bowman, is going to be used a lot when you're dealing with this linebacker issue, because the Falcons are probably going to be running out a lot more nickel and potentially even like kind of dime looks, even if you have some of those guys.
One
in the
with
box.
Mike Hughes out, really nice to have.
Yeah, true. Good point.
A little bit more depth at corner as well.
You know who we have not seen this season? Clark Phillips III.
Yeah.
Remember, he's on the team?
I know.
We have not seen him play
special
at
teams.
All.
I think, unless I'm wrong, he's just been inactive every single
I'll take
Sunday.
Your word for it. No, I don't think he's been inactive. That's the thing.
I just haven't
really noticed him on the field, at least for defensive snaps.
Well, so. I mean, he was a guy a couple, and he's, you know, there was always limitations, right? Yeah, physically.
Yeah. And he was, I mean, he was drafted under a different defensive staff.
But he made some plays, though.
I know.
He's a smart player. He just, you know, he's not the biggest or fastest guy in the world, which is tough.
Maybe if there's a spot for him to play outside, you know, if they're missing, if Mike Hughes is unable to play, you wonder if maybe, you know, he's an outside corner option for them.
I will say, you know, and part of it is because of injury, but you got to take advantage of your opportunities and all that. Like, I think D. Alford has had a nice year.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure.
I think,
given
what last year looked like at times, for sure,
mm-hmm.
I think he's had a really impressive season.
I think he was proven right, and like he kind of had voiced some complaints that it was kind of the scheme that was making him look as bad as it was. And, you know, I think that there's some truth to that based on what we've seen this year. I also think it's his versatility to kind of do both the inside and outside stuff is probably one of the reasons why we haven't seen so much of Clark Phillips.
I know he's not the youngest guy, but he's not super old in terms of experience, like hasn't played a ton of NFL football. It also makes sense that he's just gotten better, you know?
True.
And so we always forget that these guys are allowed to improve as they kind of grow in their careers. And it seems like he's just made a lot of improvements as a player, which is great to see because it's been needed this year and he's made some big plays. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back on the other side and keep breaking down the Falcons and the Colts. We'll get you our keys to a Falcons victory today as well as they take on the Colts in Berlin just about 3 hours from right now. Thanks for being with us here on the Wade Ford Tailgate Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Our Falcons play here. The Wade Ford Tailgate Show is on.
Brought to you by Wade Ford, Atlanta's Ford dealer. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Wade Ford Tailgate Show with you here early on a Sunday morning. We'll get ready for the Falcons and Colts in Germany. Just about 3 hours away from kickoff. We'll hand it over to the Falcons Radio Network pregame show in about 45 minutes as well.
And saw Mike Johnson out in the hallway, you know, getting his last minute prep in.
Limbering up.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep.
Doing some calisthenics.
Falcons might need him.
Phew, yeah. Getting close. Can he kick? They might need me, unfortunately. As we will we'll get to our keys to a Falcons victory today. I mean, again, unfortunately, another week, another kicker this season for the Falcons. It's been one of the frustrating storylines of the season is just how bad that position has been. Last week, another missed makeup. I mean, it's a PAT, so very makeable. Would have tied the game. Who knows what happens from there? Reminds you of week one when Younghoe Koo missed a makeable field goal that would have tied the game. And you know, there's no guarantee you win either of those games, but you certainly have a better chance if you tie the game and make it than miss it like they did. So they move on from Parker Romo earlier this week, and now Zane Gonzalez will be the kicker.
Good pull. I could see the wheels turning there for
a second. Like, am I gonna remember it? Am I gonna? I am.
Because it's happened to be a couple.
Zane Gonzalez. One thing I'm very so familiar with is kickers. I used to be in a kicker fantasy league. Just kickers.
That's sick.
Yeah, it was really fun. It was fun. It was a good time. Each team had three kickers.
Certain people in this world, you know, just scum of the earth.
I don't know why everyone hates kickers.
It's not the kickers.
So much.
It's the people who have kicker fantasy leagues.
It was fun. It was a good time. but yeah, anyway.
The problem with the kickers, it's not just like the fact that Falcons kickers have missed this year. It's what you just pointed out. It's they've been these makeable kicks that are not even just makeable, but like you have to make in the NFL these days. Inside 40 yards, you got to make them. Obviously, PATs, you got to make those.
There's a college kicker in Iowa yesterday that made a 58-yarder in a sleet storm. Yeah. That's what's frustrating. You tune in on Saturday and see these college kickers making 55-yarders in weather, and you got guys here that can't make them indoors.
And I think myself, probably you, and a lot of Falcons fans probably watch these college games and all think the same exact thing to themselves while they watch these kickers make these long field goals.
I think there's two things that people think specifically when it comes to the Falcons kicking game. Well, there's a lot more than that. But like when you're watching on Saturday, it's like, geez, like what's the disconnect between this and bringing them in? The other thing is, where's Rodrigo Blankenship? Like how many guys have to get cut before you even bring him in and talk to him? But no one else is either, and other teams in the NFL have bad kicking situations too. I don't know what it is, but it's weird to me that guy's just kind of out there.
Bad breath or something?
Doing YouTube recreations of all. That's what he's doing.
I know. So you were talking during the break. Andy asked me if I have any like weird like people that I follow on social media just because there's like kind of like oddly delightful content that they... And Rodrigo Blankenship is one of them. I follow Rodrigo Blankenship and just watch him make some field goals and about field goals.
He recreates five missed field goals from every Sunday.
It's not a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea, but it also seems to be rubbing people the wrong way because he's not being brought in.
You know? Not even for the workout.
Yeah,
right.
He's not even getting worked
out. The Falcons have worked out a handful of kickers this year, and he was not one of them.
The reason I asked Joe that was because I follow Kenny Anderson on Twitter, former Georgia Tech basketball player, longtime NBA guy. And if you're on Twitter and you don't follow Kenny Anderson, you should. It's just nice, light, nothing serious. It's just like Kenny Anderson taking selfies with Starbucks and being like, gotta have my Starbucks in the morning, my people. And that's pretty much it. It's just really
it's the
nice.
My people that like really kind of makes it.
Good morning, my people. Be blessed today. It's always just something like
Mi gente.
That. Or like he'll be watching an NBA game and it's like the Nets and the Celtics and he'll have like a Celtics hat on and a Nets t-shirt. And he's like, played for both teams. Much love for both, my people. And it's like, hell yeah. Kenny Anderson's just so happy. And he should be. It makes me really happy to see how happy he is. Stay tuned later today for the Ticketmaster Halftime Show, brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. Why don't you kick us off with one of your keys to a Falcons victory today over the Indianapolis Colts?
Well, it probably starts with making some kicks, like we were just talking about.
Pun intended.
You know, it's one of those things where it's hard to be a playoff team when you have struggles at the kicking position.
Yeah.
In the NFL, it's so automatic these days. It's just something that you need to have to win tight games, close games. And obviously, this is going to be one of those games when you're facing one of the best teams in the NFL. And again, we were talking about the weirdness that comes with playing these international games, and it always feels like these games have tons of field goals in them. It just feels like that. So, I know you mentioned the 13-11 game that happened earlier this season that was like that. So the Falcons need to make sure that they're capitalizing on those opportunities.
I'll say the same thing about Zane Gonzalez that I said about Parker Romo when he took over in week two. And I don't know if we said it going into week one, probably not, but obviously coming out of that game when Youngway missed that kick. Just do your job so we don't have to talk about you.
Please.
We didn't talk about Parker Romo when he went 5-for-5 against the Vikings. We were just like, good. That's what you should have done. The first one almost missed. Clean it up. Like that's that's what it was. It was like there's no victory parade for a kicker.
Yeah.
There's only anger. And so just make sure we don't have to talk about you tomorrow, and that's great. Do your job. And this is something that we spent a lot of time on this week, and I know you and I have been kind of in the weeds with injuries and why the offense is stalling out in these situations. Like, to me, this game today against the Colts boils down to one thing. What team can run the football better? If the Falcons can run the football, and they have not been able to do that the last handful of weeks.
That's the thing, yeah.
I mean, Bijan's still one of the best guys in the league at the running back position. And we won't even get to Tyler Algier and his usage because I think we understand how that happens. If the run game is functioning and if the offense is functioning, Algier will get carries, and hopefully that happens today too. But if Bijan Robinson can't go out there and the offense can't go out there and block for him and be effective in what's supposed to be the Falcons' identity, they're not going to win. And if they don't stop Jonathan Taylor, who's one of the best running backs in football and you know has the capability of putting 150 and three touchdowns on you every single time he laces them up, whoever has the better game between Bijan Robinson and Jonathan Taylor, to me, is playing for the team that wins today.
Yeah, and obviously that is important not only for the overall production, but like just to keep the down and distances manageable. And I think that that kind of leads into my next key is it's that run game that leads you to prevent yourself from getting into these 3rd and 8 to 10 situations, which are so difficult to convert. And we saw the Falcons really struggle on third down last week. If you want to convert more third downs, get yourself into some manageable situations, not only because 3rd and 3 or 3rd and 4 is a shorter distance to have to cover to pick up the yardage, but it's a lot more difficult to have to defend as a defensive coordinator because there are so many more options for offenses in the playbook when you only have to pick up a short amount of yards. Then you can still use potentially the running game to pick up those first downs or some RPO stuff, quick passing stuff, or obviously, you know, throwing it a little bit deeper down the field. So get yourself into those managed down distances. And that will keep you on schedule for the game as well. Again, to you know, Raheem Morris, I'm not going to say the term that he's used to describe this, but he wants to have time of possession. And that is certainly the way that the Falcons need to play in order to win at this point in time.
Now I want to know what term he uses.
We got out Atlanted.
Oh.
That one.
Right.
Yeah. That's when they don't have the time of possession and they don't kind
He thinks that's what Atlanted means.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Interesting. It's a verb, but that's not what the definition is.
It's odd because we kind of came into the season thinking that this was going to be a pretty prolific offense. And I think it can be, but it's clear from the way that Raheem Morris has kind of teed things up that they feel like their best chance to win games is to control clock, kind of limit snaps, especially on the offenses, the opponent's offensive snaps, but kind of to win in a more, as an Ohio State fan, a Jim Tressel-esque kind of way.
But it's true, though. Like,
it is.
The games
it
that
is.
They've won the time of possession. They've ran the football really well. 30-plus carries, everybody knows the number. They're 3-0 when they get there. It's not just the magic number that they can just run it 30 straight times to start the game and win. It's because it's being effective and all of that. Like, there's a lot that goes into it. But it is also true. They've done that 3 times this year, and they've won all 3 of those games in similar fashion. The games they've lost have been in variety of fashion. Like, they've been blown out twice by not very good teams. They've been in tight games with good teams and missed kicks. They had a comeback that falls an extra point short. There's a variety of ways that they've found to lose. But when they win, it tends to follow a similar
That's
script,
true.
and it starts from what we were both just talking about. Like, the root of the key that both I said and you said are the same thing. I need the run game to be good. You need them to be in more manageable downs and distances, which means the run game is good on first down. But that all starts with the offensive line.
Yeah.
Like, the offensive line has to do their job. And I think specifically on the right side, it's been pretty tough sledding for the last 3 weeks, starting with the 49ers game and really not improving all that much since then.
Agree. I would also say that I believe Zach Robinson and Dwayne Ledford, whoever, can help with the scheme, facilitate some, sure. Put it, again, we talk about a lot of like defensive coordinators putting their players in positions to win. I feel like the offensive staff can put the offensive line in some better positions to win. You know, the Falcons run against stacked boxes more than any team in the NFL. Teams load up against the Falcons getting ready to stop the run because they know that that's such a key for the Falcons. So how do you kind of counteract that? Well, first of all, you know, you probably have to go to the pass in some respects. But also, you know, I was up in during one of the breaks kind of mimicking their play action and kind of what they do to hold the edges, which is not much out of this pistol offense. You know, the pistol offense was devised with Colin Kaepernick at Nevada, where he's a running threat, and that holds the front side edge and not being able to crash down on the running back because he has to guard against the threat of the quarterback holding the ball. Now, Michael Penix is not necessarily that style of quarterback to run zone reads like that, but what they've been doing is not really doing a good job of holding at least the backside edge. They're trying to run basically a normal like stretch running play with Michael Penix kind of booting out action after the handoff. But Bijan Robinson gets the ball so early in that sequence that running defensive ends can see that he's got the ball, and so I can crash down on him. And so the offensive staff has to figure out some way to not put your offensive line under that kind of pressure.
Well, I'm not ever going to sit here and try to pretend to be an expert in X's and O's.
And I agree with that too.
And I'm not saying I'm not criticizing what you just did there. What you said all there made sense. But it seems fairly clear, even for a novice film grinder like myself, which I don't do, that it's really hard to trick the defense in play action from the pistol. Yeah. Like they see it.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of deception there. And it's hard when I know sometimes the defense kind of knows what you're going to do and you just have to out-execute them, but it's hard when they can key in pretty good on, all right, whether it's a down and distance or it's just a tendency or maybe it's a motion. We talked earlier about Charlie Warner and some of what that telegraphs to the defense. Like, it's hard. A lot of this stuff just seems to be giving them a pretty good clue of what you're about to do. The play-action game, they do it so rarely anyway. And when they do, it doesn't seem to be very effective.
Mm.
Sometimes Penix will fake it to no one.
Yeah.
Like, Bijan will be over there and fake it to the left side. And it's like, oh,
Need some more misdirection in this offense. I think one of the ways they can get it, I know we got to go to break, is I like the 21 personnel packages that this team puts out there with both Tyler Allgeier and Bijan Robinson on the field at the same time. I think that there's a lot more that they can dig into to utilize those two players.
And we'll come back on the other side and talk more about this. But, I mean, one of the other ways, if the team's just going to stack the box against you and dare you to throw it, is to have your quarterback play really well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and we've been saying this for a few weeks now. I think Penix has played good. He hasn't played great. There's been some misses. He hasn't turned it over, which is nice. And I know that there's some numbers that say, well, he's been doing this. And it's like, all right, but you watched it. Like, he's missing a lot of throws. He's late on a lot of stuff. Like, you know, he's 10 starts in, so it kind of tracks that would look like that. But, I mean, that's the way to stop him from doing that, make him pay for it. And hopefully he can do a little bit of that today. We'll come back on the other side, talk a bit more about the quarterback position on both the Colts and the Falcons today, and keep getting you ready for the game that kicks off at 9:30 in Berlin. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Go Falcons!
Back to Andy Bunker and Joe Patrick and the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. Brought to you by Wade Ford, Atlanta's Ford dealer on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Wade Ford Tailgate Show here with you for another half hour or so before we hand things off to the Falcons Radio Network pregame show. They'll take you up till 9:30, kickoff time in Berlin, Germany, between the Falcons and the Colts.
It's pretty cool. I've been checking out Twitter and just seeing, you know, the pictures that our local media are over there sending, you know, Mike Bell sending a picture of some guy in Scotland who listens to Dukes and Bell, which is incredible.
I saw Mike Bell was on Fox 5. They interviewed him on TV yesterday.
They put him
on TV. Yeah. A vacationing Mike Bell on live TV is a dangerous prospect. But yeah, they were interviewing him over there. You know, he's a pro. He can handle himself.
Absolutely.
It's been kind of fun being on early today. Normally, we don't start the Wade Ford Tailgate Show till 9, right?
Yeah.
We'll be off.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, and thanks for being with us. I haven't been on this early on 92.9 The Game in a long time.
Mm.
When I first started here, because we used to be 24 hours a day. I don't know if people remember that
That's
or know
wild.
That.
That's wild.
But yeah, 92.9 was 24/7. Like, you could turn on the radio anytime, any day, and it would be someone sitting here live.
That's crazy. That's wild.
Yeah, and sometimes it would be really good, like, you know, Dukes and Bell in the afternoon or whatever.
Yeah.
And sometimes it would be me at 3 o'clock in the morning talking to myself about God knows what. I don't know if this is true, but no one can probably disprove it, so I'm going to claim that it's true. I think I'm the only person in 92.9 The Game history that has hosted a show in all 24 hours of the day.
Ooh, that's a great trivia question.
I think that I am, because all the people that are still here never did that because they had real shows.
Right.
When I first got here, I was on overnight, so I would come on from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. pretty much every day leading into John and Hugh after who God knows what in the middle of the night until 2 a.m. And I did 11 to 2. I hosted the night show from 7 to 11 for years. Now we're on
from, you take callers from 2 to 6?
Yeah. Dude, you can get... That's the thing about Atlanta. Drive time starts at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
on the weekdays. Like, people are in their cars listening to the radio. We would get full phone lines at 5:15. And that was the year I was doing that was the year the Falcons went to the Super Bowl. So everybody was fired up. So yeah, you could. Now, you don't want to take You could do that. You don't really want to take phone calls at like 2:45.
Right, yeah, yeah.
You could. There'd be people out there doing that too. There could be a little bit of a different, you get your finger on the dump button kind of thing. But yeah. Anyway.
So I was wondering, when I was driving in, I wonder if there are any Falcons fans who are just keeping it rolling. You know, just like instead of waking up, going to bed early, waking up early,
Just keep going.
Yeah.
Just roll it over.
Power through.
I would give you a 100% guarantee that there are. There are some people that rolled in from whatever they were doing last night 15 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. And they were like, oh, man, kickoffs in 3 hours? crack open another one. Yeah. Let's just keep it going.
Keep the buzz going.
Or a power nap or something like that. I don't know. Anyway, Falcons-Colts today. We've tried to cover as many of the ins and outs as possible in this one. To me, you know, when I boil it down to the essence of this game, and this is true every game, especially with the Falcons and what they want to do offensively, but the Colts are a really good offense. And Daniel Jones is having, I don't even want to say a resurgence because he's really never done this before. He's playing the best football that he's ever played, so much so that they traded 2 first-round draft picks this week to bring in Sauce Gardner. Like, that said 2 things to me. Go for it this year. Try to improve your team and take advantage of what you got this year. And also, we don't need to draft a quarterback. Like, we got Daniel Jones, and so he'll probably get one of those kind of Darnold-esque paydays at the end of this year because he's on a one-year deal.
Mm-hmm.
All that said, the Steelers made their lives really hard last week by pressuring Daniel Jones.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
They bottled up Jonathan Taylor in an impressive way. I thought the Steelers linebackers, their linebacking core was sensational last week against the Colts, and it bringing pressures. Obviously, they're blitzing with those guys. They were really good in coverage in that little intermediate, like Tyler Warren, tight end era part of the field. That probably right now is the weakest part of the Falcons defense.
Gonna be tough. Yeah,
it is.
Exactly,
it's going to be really tough.
Last week.
Exactly. It would be a really, again, every week would be, but it would be a really good week to have Divine Diablo out there.
Yeah.
But all the point of that was to say that it started with stopping the run, and then they were able to go from there. The Steelers were last week against the Colts. That's what the Falcons have to focus on too.
Yeah, the Colts are the number one offense. This is by DVOA, so this is by the weighted metrics. Number one offense, number one in EPA per play, which is like basically your value offensive value per play. Number one in success rate, so they're getting it done more consistently. They're picking up, you know, the needed yardage more consistently than any other team. And yards per play, they're first in the NFL. So they have the explosive ability. They have the ability to keep the chains moving. So, so difficult. And I think you're right, Andy. You got to be able to, you know, pressure Daniel Jones and just kind of disrupt the flow of what they're trying to do. But I think because they've got these pieces like Tyler Warren, Josh Downs, who's a tough cover, especially in some of these shallow areas, I think the Falcons are not only going to have to pressure Daniel Jones, but I think they're going to have to do it with really just 4 defensive linemen. And that's kind of been,
That's true.
That's been Ulbrich's MO as a defensive coordinator his entire career until this year, where the Falcons are the second heaviest blitzing team in the NFL, but I don't think they have the luxury to really be able to do that today if they really want to have a chance to stop some of these pieces I just mentioned.
And I think part of that has been matchup specific, right? Like, they did that a ton against Josh Allen, and it worked. They made him really uncomfortable. They confused him. They brought guys from all over. I think in the second half last week against Drake May, they did a good job of mixing some of that stuff in too. You're right. That's a good point, because the Colts throw the ball to everybody. They've got 5 different guys on their team that have 25 or more receptions.
It's a sign of a good quarterback too, that he's just able to know where to get rid of the ball, does it within the scheme of the play, and is not necessarily forcing it to any one player.
No, and I trust AJ Terrell to be able to handle his cover, whether it's Pittman or Pierce, probably, or whoever's Pittman over there, because he's not going to follow him, but you know, he'll probably be able to take care of that.
Mm-hmm.
Really nice to have Billy Bowman back today. D. Alford's been playing well also, but the guys that scare me are Tyler Warren has 42 catches, 3 touchdowns. They hand him the ball. He's just such a problem as a rookie. And again, that's a guy that your linebackers are going to be focused on.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's Bertrand out there who's not going to be able to keep up with him, or Harrison out there who's not as big and is probably going to get pushed around a little bit by him. Tyler Warren is a guy that I'm definitely worried about today. And then Josh Downs, he's just such a crafty,
so
like
pesky. Yeah.
Finds a little bit of space. I was watching the last couple games of theirs. He's just always open. Switched numbers this week too, by the way.
Oh, really?
He went from 1 to 2, so Sauce could wear number one.
Huh.
Yeah, he was wearing number Team one player. All year, and now he's wearing number two.
He took his brother's number.
Right, and Caleb Downs is his brother, which is pretty fun.
Local guys too. I did not know that they're from around here.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Those are the two guys outside
really
of
difficult.
Obviously Jonathan Taylor, I mean, who's going to get the ball handed to him a lot. Like, but those kind of secondary guys,
yeah,
are just going to. I'm worried about them today.
We talked earlier in the show. Like, they just spread you out resource wise in terms of like who you're kind of, you know, what resources you're devoted to covering all these guys to the point where it just makes it really, really difficult. And it's led by Jonathan Taylor. The fact that he's got that speed and power combination and that offensive line that he can run behind. That you have to be geared up to stop, and it just makes it really difficult then to also kind of keep a track of all these other guys. But, you know, Josh Downs in particular, I mean, he is their Ray-Ray McCloud of what Ray-Ray McCloud was for this offense when this offense was kind of at its best, at least last year when Ray-Ray McCloud was a big part. And obviously, it's not like he was the number one option, but he was very effective when he was able to get the ball in certain situations, and that's where it's going to be incumbent on the Falcons to kind of keep him corralled as much as possible. You're also going to need to tackle really well against this team. Like, you just can't give up a lot of that extra yardage, especially the what J.D. Bertrand referred to as mush yards, which is basically like after the point of contact, you know, getting those players down as quickly as possible, which Jonathan Taylor, again, is like really excels in some of those situations. And you know, it's going to be a problem for the Falcons when they're down at linebacker, who are responsible for making some of those plays.
When we kind of flip those numbers to the other side and look at what the Falcons do as far as spreading the ball out. We talked about this earlier. It would be really great if you could find a wide receiver too to get involved in this. And obviously that's Darnell
that
Mooney.
Help.
It's just not, it's not going to be anybody else.
Yeah.
And it feels like Darnell's probably as healthy as he's been this year. The Falcons only have three guys with more than 15 receptions. Drake's got 47, Bijan's got 41, and Pitts has 43.
Yeah.
The drop-off from that to Darnell Mooney, who has 12, is stark. And then from there, nobody else even gets targeted. It's just hard to – it's hard to be like a multifaceted, really threatening offense when the defense knows that those are the only guys that are going to get the ball. And I know Bijan's getting it handed to him quite a bit, but even the last couple weeks, that hasn't been true. You've been throwing the ball more than you've been running it, and only to those three guys. So
yeah,
you got to find a way to spread the love.
If the Falcons have a number two receiver this year, it's Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, like, it is.
He's the guy who's been the number two option. You just mentioned, you know, he's second in team in catches outside of, you know, not including Bijan Robinson as a running back. So,
but he's ahead of Bijan, though. He's got a couple more catches.
Okay, well, yeah, there he goes. And they have been using him more split out in some situations. That, I think, is partly because they've been in a lot more 12 personnel this year than they have been with Charlie Warner on the field.
Right.
But last week, they strategically were going to took Warner out of the game plan because he had not been playing well. That put them in a lot more 11 personnel, and so then you probably do need Darnell Mooney and probably another receiver to step up. And
it also just felt like last week we talked so much leading into that game about how good the Patriots were at stopping the run, right? Nobody runs on the Patriots. It almost was like they went to the game and like, well, nobody runs on the Patriots, so we're not even going to try.
Yeah.
We're just going to throw it a whole bunch, and hopefully that works. And it, you know, eventually was okay in the second half, but I just – if you're going to tell us what the identity of the football team is and repeat it, and you can't just say what your identity is. You have to show it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to actually demonstrate it and be true to it. And I don't know that they are, probably because they can't be. I think they'd probably like to be able to run the football 30 times a game and more and lean on that and all that. But they haven't been able to. And that's a problem.
We talked about Caleb McGarry. Missing him is a big reason why they have not had the same kind of effectiveness in the run game this year as they have in past years.
Wade Ford Tailgate Show brought to you by Baron Burton's Everyday Hot Sauce. So hot, made me cough thinking about it. Your secret weapon off the bench. It's flavor that keeps your taste buds coming back for more. The ultimate playmaker for your game day cravings. Pick up a bottle at thewsauce.com. We will come back and wrap things up. Make some score predictions, some final thoughts on what's going to happen today between the Falcons and the Colts. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Go Falcons.
Back to Andy Bunker and Joe Patrick and the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. Brought to you by Wade Ford, Atlanta's Ford dealer on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Wade Ford Tailgate Show, Andy Bunker, Smoke and Joe Patrick. Just about 10 minutes left for us before we hand things off to the Falcons Radio Network. Wade Ford Tailgate Show, as always, brought to you by Montlick Injury Attorneys. Injured? We'll pick the right attorney. Choose Montlick. Call Pound Win. One win that we can guarantee and definitely celebrate this weekend was Outkast going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Very fun to see that last night. Andre 3000 was there. I know people were wondering if he was going to show up. He did. Showed up, gave an incredible speech, got emotional talking about, you know, where they came from and all of that. And there was so many familiar faces up on stage with them as they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame last night. One other noticeable thing up on stage with Outkast was the representation of the Atlanta Falcons. Big Boy had a Falcons throwback sweatshirt on.
Has to be the throwback.
There was a Falcons hat in the background as well. The Falcons were up. They already won this weekend, Joe. They were a part of the induction ceremony to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The least they can do is back it up with a good performance in Germany.
That'll be nice. Everybody wears the throwback stuff.
Yeah, because it's good way cooler.
For good reason.
Yeah. I have this nice, the Falcons were nice enough to send over these Sundays sweatshirts. I don't know if it's like a specific line or something.
I think it's
like
called
that.
Their like Sundays line.
The Sundays line. Okay. Yeah, yeah. And so it's red, white, and black, and it's like a white stripe in the middle. It says Sundays, Atlanta, Georgia. And then on the sleeve, it's got the Falcons logo as well. And I just wish it was the throwback logo.
The throwback. Yeah,
like
yeah.
The new one's fine.
Especially because the design of the shirt is
looks
kind
retro.
Of throwback.
Yeah, exactly. It looks a little bit retro. Yeah. It would be really cool if it had the old Falcons bird on there, the old Falcon. But now it's got the modern one that's weird and angled and all that. I do wonder, like,
for aggression.
Yeah, exactly. It's angled down for aggression, if you read the press release. That is one of my dream futures in sports, is to be on a PR staff and be allowed to write press releases about jersey changes.
Yeah.
Because if you want to read something funny, read a four-paragraph description of why the Hawks have sky blue in their City Edition jerseys, because it's not the reason you think. It's about some sort of symbolism in the future.
I mean,
or something like that.
The best part of being involved in one of those is the trip you get to go on where you do mushrooms in the desert, like they did on Silicon Valley, where they come up with all these ideas of what the different elements represent.
Yeah, you don't have to. I have to ask me twice to do mushrooms. Speaking of that, shout out to ATL Joe. We were joking about if anybody just kept it rolling. Joe said he got up at 5 a.m. and kept it going. I don't know what time he went to bed, but you get up at 5, you're probably still feeling it. And one of the best ways to handle it, a little hair of the dog.
Bloody?
Yeah.
Or Bloody Mary?
Could be. I'm not a big Bloody Mary guy. I don't know. It's like too thick. I don't like to consume.
It is kind of half meal, half drink.
I don't like to consume my tomatoes that way. You know, just give me, if we're drinking vodka, just give me some of that. That's what we're drinking at whatever AM.
But anyway, savage.
If you're up, tailgating already, bless you. Pace yourself. It's a long day ahead of you.
You could do a screwdriver. It's a little orange juice and vodka.
I'll do that. Yeah, that's nice, because orange juice is, like, healthy. It's a good breakfast. Good breakfast side. You know what I don't like? I don't like mimosas at all. Yeah, I don't like champagne. I don't like it in orange juice. I don't know. I'll do a manmosa, where you put, like, a...
What's a manmosa?
You put a Bush Light in some orange juice.
Yeah. And the rest in your Rice Krispies. And then...
Yeah. Just mix a little vodka in your Rice Krispies, and you're good to go. Anyway, final couple thoughts here as we get ready to hand off to the
Falcons.
You can
see where our mind is right now.
I'm actually leaving here and going, like, picking up the family and going straight to church. So we're not doing any of that.
Bless you.
What's lingering with 5 minutes left here on the broadcast that you need to get out before we
take
off?
Well, I'm still just reflecting on how important this game is for the Falcons. I mean, like, what are the conversations we're going to be having about this team? If they win, if they lose, I think that there are obviously two.
Well, I know
very
the conversations if they lose. I'm familiar with that. Yeah. I know what that becomes, because six losses in an NFC that's as good as this one is right now. Like, there's no saving yourself with your division this year,
right?
With how good Tampa is, and if Tampa beats New England today, then they're 7-2, and. That's a hole that you're hardly going to be able to dig out of, and you already lost to them earlier in the year as well. And then just looking around the rest of the league, man, like there's a bunch of teams that are 5 wins, 5-3, Lions, 5-3, Bears. Obviously, we just said the Bucks 6-2, Seahawks 6-2, Rams 6-2, 49ers 6-3. Like, there's so many. And tiebreakers as well with some of those teams.
Sure. Regardless of that, like, you would look at just, there's only one record you need to look at if they lose this game. That'd be the Falcons at 3-7.
Right.
And look at, like, this is a team that is well behind where they need to be and doesn't have a first round pick next.
Well, that's what I mean is if this one, you know, if you're on the losing end of this one today, that's 3-6. You knew you probably needed to be 10-7 to make the playoffs. You might need to be better than that to make a wild card spot. That's kind of what I was getting at with all those records. Well, if you have to be better than 10-7, that's 11-6, and today would be your sixth. So you can't, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Then it becomes a whole different thing of like, is the season lost?
Mm-hmm.
And how did this happen? And we understand the pressure that leadership was on from a coaching perspective and a front office perspective and all that. And, you know, nobody wanted to be having those conversations at all this year, let alone this early.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's still so much football left to be played.
That's a crazy thing.
And important football, even if they're out of the playoff hunt, it's vital football to be competitive because so many of these guys are young.
Right.
Like, the development of Michael Penix, whether you make the playoffs or not, is so important because he's the future of the franchise, man. And like the idea that you might have an up and down struggling season with a rookie quarterback essentially isn't surprising, but we also get the context of where the franchise was and the fact that you don't have the luxury of saying that. Like, these guys don't get to lean on that. It gets pretty uncomfortable if they don't win today.
On the flip side of that coin is, you know, listen, to potentially be in the playoffs or be in playoff contention, still a long ways away from that. One game doesn't necessarily turn that tide. But if you win this game against arguably the best team in the NFL right now, then maybe that gets a little bit of at least like psychological momentum going for this club and in this locker room, saying, listen, like, look around, guys. Like, we just beat the best team.
Yeah.
We have the talent. We're good enough to be able to do that.
Well, they also play better against better teams. Like,
that's definitely true.
They've played their best games as they beat the Bills by 10.
Yeah.
The Bills, to me, I know their record's not amazing, but they're still a Super Bowl
extremely
contender
team.
To me.
Yeah.
I mean, they played their best game this month, last week, against the Patriots, who are a good team.
Mm-hmm.
If you beat this Colts team today, you can talk yourself into, all right, like, inconsistencies, we get it, we're young, whatever, but we're able to beat these teams. And I don't want to do too much looking ahead or anything like that. You got to win this one first. You do have a favorable little stretch after that.
That's right.
As well.
That's right.
With the Panthers, Saints, and Jets.
That's
so
right.
you can get it right. Like, mm-hmm. You can resurrect it and start to get some positive momentum. But you know, you put yourself in a tough spot losing these three games in a row, most notably the one to the Dolphins.
Yeah, just for sure.
Unacceptable performance against a terrible football team who turned right back around 4 days later, got smoked, and then fired their
general
manager.
Showed exactly who they were.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
it's exactly.
That wasn't them figuring it out. That was just them playing the Falcons that
mm-hmm,
day.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you've dug this hole, but you can, Randy said, you can just see the top of their heads. They're in the hole.
Yeah.
But you could start, you could put an arm
exactly.
out.
Exactly.
You could put an arm out if you win this today and start climbing out
see
of the thing.
Top of their heads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're
it's
in.
A hinge point. Like today is a hinge point in the season. Like, it's going to go one way or the other, it feels like, based on the result of this game. And, you know, it's a very tough challenge against a very talented Colts
right.
team. It's
That's
turned things around.
They're a good team. You think they can do it? You think they will? You picked them to lose last week.
I did, and I was right.
Yeah, you were right. I think they're going to win.
I don't think they're going to pull it out.
I think they're going to win 27-24.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hope you're right.
I'm 3-5 on my picks this year.
Never gets called for it. Never gets called for it. He's 3-5.
I pick them every single week. Like a fool. All right. Well, that's the best we can do. Thanks for being with us on the Wade Ford Tailgate Show, early edition. The sun is up. Hopefully it's shining on the Falcons later on this afternoon. The Falcons Radio Network pregame show coming up next. Talk to you next weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.